Ephesians chapter 3, verse number 10, if God would help us, amen. Ephesians chapter 3, verse number 10, to the intent that now unto the principalities and the powers in heavenly places might be known by the church. Woo, hallelujah. Right. The manifold wisdom of God. Thank you for standing here today. I'm going to preach, if God would help me, on what I may realistically expect from my church. Amen. What can I realistically expect from the church? Amen. And I'm going to preach a little bit more and give you some extra. Amen. And what can the church realistically expect from me? Glory to God. Buckle your seatbelts. Here we go. Amen. I tell you, the house of God, amen, is a place that we ought to reverence. Amen. The house of God is a place that we are to esteem. I already said, brother, this ain't the place to cut your fingernails. Amen. This ain't the place to cut your toenails. Amen. This ain't the place to make a grocery list. This ain't the place to be thinking about what I've got to do on the job in the morning. Amen. I tell you, this ought to be the place that we prayed two or three days beforehand and fasted and give our heart and our attention and our, amen, desires and said, oh God, tomorrow Sunday at about 2 o'clock we're going to gather in your presence and we're going to have church, and I believe that something eternal can be done, amen, in the house of the Lord. That's the way we ought to approach church. That's the way we ought to approach coming to the house of God. This ain't just some place to go because I ain't got nowhere else to go. This is eternity at stake. This is serious business. When we come to church, we ought to leave different than when we came. Heaven ought to visit us. If I'm sick, I believe I can leave with a touch. If I got a heavy heart, I believe I can leave with my heart lifted. Hey, come on. If I got a divisive spirit, amen, I believe I ought to leave with unity in my heart. Great God in heaven, I come to tell church ought to change us. Amen. The Spirit of God ought to move us. God give us churches. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
I got to move on here.
Jesus.
Amen. Church, thank God. It is possible. Is it possible to expect too much from a church? I suspect so. Amen. Great God, to those who want the church to do all their spiritual digging and to cover their laziness for them. Amen. I can forget one day I was working on a public job, Brother Earl, and I heard some people talking about what they were shopping for a church. Amen. And they was talking about all the things that church had to offer. Well, this church has a daycare, and this church has a youth program. I'm not against the youth program. I tell you, that's why probably a majority of them 4,500 churches closed last year, because they shunned the youth. Amen. Come on now. I'm not trying to be mean, but I know two or three denominations, they don't want young people in their churches. Young people are an interruption. Amen. They want to sit there in their dead, amen, dry condition and want it to be quiet as a mouse. No baby crying. No baby moving around. I tell you what that is. That's a dead church. Give me a church with 100 youngins. Give me a church that's got kids and babies crying and running the aisles. That don't bother me. Thank God I can preach over a crying baby. And if that bothers you, you need to pray over it. I said, if that bothers you, you need to get over it. We need children in the house of the Lord. We need a church that has babies.
Glory to God.
All right. So far, so good. Amen. Oh, yes. Number one, I expect the church, amen, of today, some things we ought to expect from a church. Amen. One thing that you ought to expect from a church is that they stand for something. I'm not even talking about the Word of God yet. I'm going to get in on that in a minute, and that'll probably be more than you can handle. Amen. But a church, Brother Anthony, ought to stand for something. Amen. Once again, I'm not tearing down any church. I don't even know, amen, very many community churches. But you know why a lot of churches, amen, take the name Pentecost off, take the name Baptist off, take the name Methodist off, and they put community church because they want to try to gather a little bit from everybody. Come on now. And when you gather a little bit from everybody, We're going to stand and on the word of God. We're going to preach the word of God. And that is the line that we're going to stand on.
You're right. Woo!
What are boundaries?
Bless you.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Let me tell you something. I can get along with a lot of folks. I really can. I grew up poor, Brother George. Amen. Lived poor all my life. I can get along with poor folks. Amen. I work for a lot of rich people. I can get along with rich people, especially when they pay. Amen. Come on now. I can get along with the rich. I can get along with the poor. Come on. I can get along with worldly folks. I can get along with strict folks. I tell you, there's a line that I've got, and this is what I believe, and I'm not crossing that line. Come on now, Lord, amen. You better pray for me. It's going to get a little thick in here. Amen. You need a line. You need a boundary. But say, this is what I believe, and I ain't crossing that boundary. I ain't crossing that line. I'm not turning my back on what I believe in. That's why we don't have a church. That's why we don't have nothing, because we don't believe nothing. There's not a line, there's not a boundary, and we're not willing to stand for it. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Come on.
Woo. Are you all right so far?
Yeah.
We need resuscitation yet. Glory to God. Amen. We need a church that'll stand for something.
Right. Yes, God.
Bless you, Lord. Amen.
I don't want to go to a church that don't have no rules. Somebody said, I ain't going to go down to that church. They got a bunch of rules. Hey, God, let me tell you something right here. I probably got 1,000 rules. Amen, that I believe in. But anybody that's come to this church, amen, you'd have to stand in line right here and say, I ain't never shoved it down your throat. I ain't never shoved it in your face. I've loved on you. I've prayed for you. I've gotten the honor to put my arm around you. I've loved you like you're my best friend. Amen. Come on. I ain't shut nothing down your throat. But there comes a time when the Lord shines a light. There comes a time when you feel God for yourself. You got to make your mind up. What do I believe? Amen.
That's it. You're right,
Bruce.
Yes.
And if you get to that place where God shines a light, amen, on something, and you cross that boundary, then you're in trouble. Woo! Come on now. My. Glory to God. We are, after all, the army of the Lord. Amen. And any good army has some discipline within its ranks. Let me tell you something. We come in church and we say, I don't want somebody tell me what to do. That sounds like a 5-year-old, amen. That sounds like a baby. You get in the military, they tell you what time to get up. Okay, God, you sit down in that chair. Well, hey, you want your hair cut? You can tell them for 5 minutes. Hey, you want your hair cut? And when it gets down to it, Brother George, they put a number 1 on there. And everybody comes out with the same haircut. Come out now. Whether you believe it or not, we need rules. We need boundaries. Amen. We need the law of God to guide us. Amen. I got to move over here. I don't want to get too long into this. Number 2, because I could preach the rest of the day right here. But I expect my church, amen, well, before I get here, amen, not only do we have a church that has some rules, amen, well, that's what I can expect to have a church. I can preach a while, a lot longer than I got time for today, amen, but we need some people that's willing to live by the rules. We need some people that'll say, great God, I'm willing to live right, because the Lord is about to come back. He's about to put the eastern skies. I got children at stake. I got a marriage at stake. I got my life at stake. I'm willing, bless God, to live. Amen. What thus saith the word of the Lord. Now, if you stand in a church or a pastor behind a man that preaches things or teaches things that ain't in the word of God, you better run.
That's it. Yes, sir.
Come on.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Anybody can start a cult up like old I always forget his name down there in Texas. Jones, is that his name?
Jim Jones.
Jim Jones. He had what it was, 900,000 of them down there that was willing to drink poison and die. Amen. Come on now. Don't be that ignorant. Get a Bible. If you don't have a Bible, let me know. We'll get you a Bible. Amen. Get you a Bible. Don't just take what the Sunday school tells you for 30 minutes on Sunday morning. Don't just take what that preacher tells you for 30 minutes sermon. Get you a Bible and study and read the Word of God. And if I get out of the lids of that book, let me know. All right. So we got to have rules. We got to have people that's willing to follow the rules.
Right.
Number two, I expect my church to give the Word of God preeminence.
Thank you, Lord.
I could preach all day right here. I'll tell you, what do we have if we don't believe that the Word of God is everything? Everything I believe, everything I live, Brother Earl, amen, is based upon the preeminence of the Word of God. Great God in heaven. Oh, yes, Lord. A preacher reading, amen, just the Trinity announcements. Great God. Amen. It's like a waitress reading off the menu. Sometimes I go to a restaurant and I'll say, well, what's good around here? Amen. I've never been here. Tell me what the best thing you have is. Amen. I want them to tell me what it tastes like. I want them to tell me what it smells like. I want them to tell me what it looks like. Tell me about it. Amen. And if she picked the menu up and read the, great God, I can read the menu. Tell me what it's like. Amen. That's what we got today. We got a bunch of six-foot icicles in a pulpit, reading a few scriptures, printing a sermon off the internet, and tell us a little time sermonette to Christianette. That ain't what we need. We need a power of God. We need the Word of God to lead and guide our families. Oh, help me, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Ooh. Glory to God. I wish I was all here today. Amen. Amen. Oh, yes. Amen. Oh, Lord. Amen. I don't expect the church, amen, just to follow suit. Amen. Great God. Clear the decks, pastors. Amen. Get about the business of preaching the Word of God. Amen. There's a church up the street that love to have, at least they tell me, they'd love to have a preacher. Amen. To preach the gospel to them. I don't know if it's truth or not. Some churches say that until they get a man that'll preach. And then they say, no, give it back to us. That ain't what we want. But God, give us a preacher. Give us a pastor that lays life on the line and give it everything he's got and preach the Word of God. Now let me tell you something.
Thank you, Lord.
I believe you ought to pay the pastor, pay the preacher. Amen. And I never have hardly ever took anything. Amen. There may come a day. Amen. I may have to. I've hardly took anything. I know some pastors that make quite a bit. Amen. I tell you, Brother Earl, I preach for free because that's what I love to do. Amen. And if I ever lose that zeal to preach the gospel, come on now. Amen. I lost that zeal. Amen. To preach the Word of God. I'm done for. This church will be done for until you get somebody else with a zeal. It takes a zeal to have the power of God. Amen. In the presence and in the midst of these people. Oh, God, anoint us with the Word of God.
Yes, Lord.
Well, I expect the song leader to pray about the song if they don't sing it.
Bless you, Lord.
Yeah.
Come on.
Amen. Yeah. I expect, if I'm going to go, and I've said this before, and I'm not trying to be mean, but be honest with you, I was sitting in church one night. I'd worked all day. I was wore slap out, and I was sitting there in the pew like you are. I was sitting there, and some of the first words out of the preacher's mouth were this. He said, I apologize beforehand. I had a blue-eyed, amen, grandbaby that kept my attention today, and I didn't get a chance to study. Amen. And what he was saying was, I'm sorry about it, amen, that I've wasted your time and my time. But let me tell you something. I've got a bunch of blue-eyed babies that I like to play with. that'll fast, and that'll pray, and that'll study to get a word from God.
Yes,
we need God to speak in our services.
Amen.
We need the Holy Ghost to come every single service.
Be to God. Yes, amen.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Bless him, Lord.
Jesus. That scarred me for life. I wish I could say every service, but a lot of services. I don't want to say every service, but a lot of services that crosses my mind. And I get back there. And I say, oh God, help me to preach like this is the last sermon I'm ever going to preach. Oh, yeah. I don't want to give you some microwave message. I don't want to give you some cooked up 60 second dinner. Amen. Out of the microwave. We need God, Brother Earl. We need the Holy Ghost to come in this house. How many times have people come in and it's the last service that they ever sat in? This service is important, and we need the Word of God. And a church that won't preach God's Word ain't worth its salt, amen. A church that won't preach the Word of God, it ain't worth 2 cents, amen. What about the pianist and organist? Hey, sometimes I see missing them get up here an hour, 2 hours. I'll be back here studying, and they'll be in here singing 1 or 2 songs for an hour and a half. Why? Why they do that, Brother George?
Come on. Because
they want to get together, and they want to sing right. They want to sound right. They want to magnify the name of the Lord.
That's right.
Yeah. And if the world can get out there and practice for days and days to sing some worldly rock and roll concert, amen, we can give God time, can't we?
Right.
Woo, come on now. Hey, that's what we need. We need a preacher. We need a singer. We need a Sunday school teacher that'll pray and teach our children. That'll pray and say, God, this is serious business. I can impact the life of somebody, and I'm going to take it serious.
Thank you, Lord.
Wow. Yeah. Are you done yet?
Come on,
glory to God. Woo. And if, okay, right, here we go. And if the preacher is going to put his life on the line, if the pastor is going to lay it down where the rubber meets the road and study and pray and fast and seek the name of the Lord and give you a message from God's Word, it's up to us, first off, to be here to listen to it. And second off, it's up to us to listen to it and give it our attention and our time and carry it with us and pray about it and let it affect my life.
Amen.
Wow.
Thank you. Bless you,
Lord. I know it's almost 4 o'clock. Some of you are done.
God have you with us.
Lord help us. It's certainly reasonable. Amen. For me to expect the pastor to have a carefully studied, well thought out sermon.
Come on.
Let me tell you something. I don't care if all the points are on. Sometimes I do that.
Come on.
Sometimes it'll stick out. Amen. 3 points will rhyme. Same R. SF. You know, all that's fine and dandy. Amen. I'm not against that. But I tell you what I am against. I'm against sermons that don't change people's lives. I'm against preaching that's dead and dry. Amen. Ain't been prayed about. Ain't been thought about. Hey, God, let me tell you something. Almost every time I get up here, I worry and I fret. I grab my Bible and I say, oh, God, I've got to do something or say something that's inspired of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Or somebody's going to leave and change today. We need the Word of God to change us.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
I got to move on here.
Jesus, Lord, help us.
Wow. Lord, help us.
Wow.
Some people say, I'm not a long-winded preacher, but some people say, if you don't preach in 20 minutes, save the rest for another day. Woo. Let me tell you something. I know people's attention spans seem to be less and less and less. Amen. I tell you, we don't need a sermon yet. We need a word from God. Come on now. That'll change my life. You know why I'm standing here today? Because a preacher preached to me and it changed my life. Oh, God. Woo. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. The only thing on this earth, amen, that God has committed himself, amen, to bless and to honor is the word of God.
God have your way.
Give us the word. Feed our soul.
Yes. Yes.
Bless him, Lord.
Let somebody else get out there and fix the van. Let somebody else get out there and patch the roof up on the church. We need a pastor that'll devote his life to the Word of God.
Amen.
Glory to God. We need a church that'll devote their life to the Word of God. Now let me tell you something. I don't want you to think I'm saying this whatsoever to spurn or scold anybody whatsoever, but it really bothers me. I've been thinking for about 3 months out here. This van has sat out here since COVID struck. We used to have it full, amen, almost full every Sunday with bus kids and people on it that we would go get on Sundays and Thursdays. And since COVID had destroyed our bus ministry, amen, first off, and I'm not griping, amen, but most of the time it was me and Sister Kathy, every service that ran the bus. Let me tell you something, I've only got so many hours in the day. I've already told you I work full time. Amen, I take a lot of time to get ready to preach. Hey, come on, believe it or not, I got a family, I got kids, I got a life, amen, that I've got to live also. Amen, come on, and I'd rather spend my hour before church getting ready to preach than it was to drive a van. Amen. God, give us somebody that's got a burden for these lost kids up and down these alleys and up and down these streets. We got a bus out here empty that ought to be full of somebody running that bus, getting somebody to hear the Word of God.
Amen.
I want you to pray about that. Somebody needs to get a word for that.
I've thought about it for a long time. I said, Lord, I guess we'll just give that bus away or sell it to somebody.
It's sitting out here. We pay about $600 or $700 the insurance on it every year, and it just sits there.
Come on, man. Bless him, Lord.
Woo!
I want you to help me pray about that. What are we going to do with that bus?
Bless him, Lord.
What are we going to do with it? Somebody going to run the wheels on it?
Come on, man.
Go out here and get a Sunday school kid, bring them to the house of God, change their life.
That's Lord.
Woo.
Glory to God.
Don't look at me. I've already got my slates full.
Come on. I've already did that for years. Drove that bus for years. There's only so much I can do, guys.
Right.
Amen. There's Amen. Only so much I can do.
Right, brother. Bless you, Lord.
Yes.
Jack Hiles tells, I let that bus come riding down his street, dug into church, and he got saved. And Jack Hiles one day had the biggest Sunday school in America. One day, he rolled that church up. They had more buses than any church in America. And the rich people of that church said, let's get rid of these buses. It's expensive. It leaks oil on the parking lot. Amen. They've got gasoline shot up. I forget, way back then in the 80s, gasoline had shot up real high. Amen. It's costing us a fortune. They said, aren't you going to shut the bus ministry down because gas is so high? He said, no, because I didn't start the bus ministry because gas was cheap. I started the bus ministry, amen, to save little kids out there like me. He said, I wouldn't be preaching. I wouldn't be in a pulpit today if the bus hadn't went down my street and brought me to church. My dad was a drunkard. My mom was poor and did laundry for other people. Great God, but the bus came down my street. God, give us somebody with a burden in this hour to do something for God.
Hallelujah be to God.
Jesus.
Now it's quiet.
Thank you, Lord.
Because I'm preaching on what you can do.
Bless him, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
Yeah, it's all right, Brother Jason runs it.
Come on.
Amen. It's all right, Sister Kathy runs it. Amen. It's all right, everybody. That's the word. Sign me up, amen. We need somebody with a desire to do something for God.
Amen.
I remember it was old Aaron. It was Aaron Roberts. He got up one night, threw the big tail. All he wanted to do when he get a bus ministry started, and he went on and on and on how we need to do it, and we need to sign people up. And Mike stood up after him. He stood up after him and said, Aaron, all that's good, he said. He said, I nominate you to drive it, amen, and do everything you just said. And the wind got knocked out of him, and I don't think it ever got. Everybody's got big ideas as long as somebody else is doing the work. It's Johnny Marshall used to say, in any given church, 5 to 10% of the people do all the work. God, give us somebody with a burden, with a desire for the souls of men, women, boys, and girls.
Amen. I've told you before, I know what time it is. I think we're going to take clocks out.
Bless you.
Woo! Amen. William Booth, y'all ever heard of William Booth?
Oh, yeah.
He was the founder of the Salvation Army.
Yeah.
Shuffy. And but he was a prosperous preacher somewhere over there. What was it? In London, England, somewhere over in there. Prosperous preacher. Brother Anthony, he pastored a big time church, but his heart got turned. And they nominated him to keep, put him in that big church. And he told that it was a denomination, might be the Methodist. Amen. He was in that big denomination. Anyway, they said, here's the church. You're talented. You're a good speaker. Amen. You got it all going for you. We want you to take this big church. And he told him, he said, I'm sorry. I don't have a desire for that big church. My heart yearns for the slums of London. My heart yearns for the streets down there that nobody wants to walk at night. Oh! Amen. They rebuked him and said, we're not taking a man of your talent and sending him down in the slums. Amen. And his wife, I think her name was Catherine Booth. Back in them days, the women couldn't even talk. She was sitting up in a balcony in that big church. Amen. And she cried out from the balcony of that church. And she said, William, if you want to go to the slums, amen, your movement might not go with you. Amen. Your bishops, amen, and overseers, they don't want to go with you. But she said, William, I'll go with you. And William and Catherine Booth left that big church, left a padded pocketbook, and went down to the slums of London. Thank God in heaven, all them other preachers have been forgotten about, but we still know who William Booth is. Give us somebody that'll step out and work and support and back the church of the living God.
Yes, Lord.
Do you believe I'm preaching to you in my heart today?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
I appreciate the best I know how here today. Oh, God. I ain't going to have time to get the rest of it. I don't know if this will be in my heart in the next service or not. Somebody get me a song. I think it's time to pray.
Lord and my God.
Matter of fact, bow your head with me right now. I feel the Spirit of the Lord in this house. Oh, God. I need to pray in church. Will you pray for me here? I believe God's doing something right here. I believe God's stirring the heart right here. Lord, God, would you just go ahead and put an exclamation point on your word here today? God, would you just go ahead and put a desire in someone's heart to say, I'm going to get with my church. I'm going to get on the same page. I'm going to get behind my pastor. Amen. I'm going to believe 100% that we can change lives in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm going to get with the Word of God. I'm going to believe the Word of God. I'm going to live the Word of God. I'm going to be true to the Word of God. I'm going to be true to my church. I'm going to be faithful to my church. I'm going to be faithful to the Word of God. And then I'm going to stand back and watch the hand of God bless His work. Amen.
Stand with me
right here. Feel the urgency of the Holy Ghost. You pray for me maybe Thursday night. We'll get the rest of it. I don't know.
Hey,
do you want your life to be changed? Or do you want to come back to this place 10 years from now where the same old, same old, same old?
Or
do I want to leave here today with my heart changed? My life changed. I want to leave here today with a hunger and a desire to burn in my heart to do something for God. Hey, there's preachers in this house today. God wants to call. Amen. There's prayer warriors in this house today. God wants to call. Amen. There's some people in this house today. God just wants to call to unity. Amen. And say, let's get together on the same page, pushing in the same direction for the same purpose. Amen.
Thank you.
You go ahead and pray for me. I'll tell you, I feel a burden in my heart.
Whew.
Lord, I feel it today.
I tell you what, I don't guess I've ever done this, but I'm going to go ahead and get this altar first. I feel the Holy Ghost in this house.
Oh. Stars shine them all.